You're listening to The Rainmaker Show on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches with Riscala Stefan, providing a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. Reach the show at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Riscala.
Hello and welcome, everyone. It is another beautiful day here in South Florida. If you're not spending time in South Florida, if you're not spending time outside, you are doing yourself a disservice. We have such a gorgeous weather. As much as I dislike it, it is beginning to be like summer again. We are experiencing some of the higher temperatures now, but it is what people live here for. And our winter, I think, lasted maybe 2 days if we were lucky. So you're listening to The Rainmaker Show, where we provide you a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. And the purpose of this show is to highlight and spotlight businesses to you, the local population. These would be locally owned businesses that are looking to help you and in turn help themselves. And the way we do that is we spotlight and we highlight. A spotlight would be someone who sponsors our show. We would dedicate the entire show to them. That would be the spotlight. The highlight is there are times that I have people call in. And in the short history of this show, I have introduced well over 25 different small, locally owned businesses to you, the local population. I've had great feedback. Some of them have had some great feedback. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being there. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for being interactive. A lot of people listen and do nothing. Some of the people who are listening to me, they listen and they take action, and for that I am greatly, greatly appreciative. You know, when you buy from a small business, you're not helping another CEO buy a third home or fourth home or a vacation home or a winter home or something like that. You're helping a local family provide for their children, whether that is something as simple as a piano lesson, a dance lesson, a baseball glove, baseball, football, whatever that is. You're helping them go forward in their lives. And customers for small, locally owned businesses become the shareholders. And what that does is it makes you a part of that business. And hopefully, in response to that, you will be treated like family. And I know that the people that I have introduced will do that. I have no question in my mind. We have a discussion before I introduce anyone, if it's someone that I have recently met. And we have a discussion about their views and what they want and what they expect to do. So today's show is going to be a little bit different. Now, before I get started on the show, I will tell you that you may want to get something to take some notes. Today's show is going to be unlike any of the other shows that I have done. Today's show is about something that concerns one out of three people. Today's show is about cancer and the experience that I have had with cancer and some of the information that I'm going to give you as an option to what you can do, God forbid, that you should have cancer. So I'd like to take a moment first before we get started in that. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to The Rainmaker Show.
Do you have an unusual pet? Did you know that the Rainforest Clinic in Loxahatchee specializes in exotic pets? They see pets that other vets don't. Parrots and chickens, ducks, geese, turtles, snakes, goats, pigs, lizards, and even monkeys. Are you a beekeeper? Dr. Club, the first of her kind in the area? Yes, she takes care of bees as well. Dr. Susan Club has decades of experience and known around the world for her reputation as a premier avian vet. Located at 3319 E Road in Loxahatchee, just a short distance north of Okeechobee Road, you will find a modern clinic with in-house labs, which allow you to get your test answers quickly. You can find them online at www.susanclub.com. That's www.susanclub.com. Or you can reach her at 561-795-4878. It's Dr. Susan Club. That's 561-795-4878. The Rainforest Clinic, located in Loxahatchee, 561-795-4878.
Want to give your pet the celebrity treatment? Have you heard of Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care in Royal Palm Beach? They're located just off State Road 7 and have been servicing the area for 14 years. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care is the home of the Blueberry Facial, also specializing in tartar removal with 8 years of assisting in dental procedures. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care? They're more than just about dogs. They are the only experienced cat groomer in the area. They also cater to all breeds and sizes and open 6 days a week. Get $10 off your first grooming when you mention The Rainmaker Show. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care, located just north of the Super Walmart in Royal Palm Beach. You can find them at 250 Business Parkway. They specialize in shampoos with no extra charge. Flea and tick dips also available. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care. You can give them a call at 561-793-9992. They also provide gift certificates for those looking for that special present. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care, 561-793-9992. They're located in Royal Palm Beach. That number, 561-793-9992. Call for your appointment today, 561-793-9992. Hollywolf Pet Grooming and Care, where your pet gets celebrity treatment.
Do you own a laser printer, copier, or a fax? Well then, listen close to this announcement. Laser Technologies has been providing high-quality, frustration-free toner cartridges that are guaranteed not to harm your equipment for over 20 years. Laser Technologies will save you on your supplies with high-quality and fast delivery. Savings up to 50%. Laser Technologies supplies toner, imaging drums, developer and cartridges for most of the major brands. For a price quote, send an email to service@laser-technologies.com. Include your printer make and model for your part number. Call us at 561-792-9600. That's 561-792-9600. Laser Technologies, providing 100% of the quality at a fraction of the price. 561-792-9600.
You're listening to The Rainmaker Show on 900 AM, The Talk of the Palm Beaches, with Riscala Stefan, providing a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. Reach the show at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Riscala.
Okay, we are back, and I want to stress to you that I have had to go through a kind of a personal war regarding what I'm going to share with you today. This show is really dedicated to small businesses and helping those small businesses serve you, the local population. But I've also determined that you can have all the money in the world. If you don't have your health, you are nowhere to go. And like I said, it's been kind of a personal war with me. The show is dedicated to businesses and helping businesses highlight and spotlight them to you, the local population. But without your health, all the business in the world can't help you. So I'm going to start out by telling you that I consider myself a cancer victor. I don't consider myself a survivor. I was in a war for my life, and I have learned in my experience that when you are in war, you're either going to be a winner or a loser. There are no survivors, particularly in a war for your life. I've had cancer twice. I beat cancer twice. I don't use chemotherapy. I don't use radiation. I've had doctors tell me that I'm a conspiracy theorist. It's irresponsible of me to say things like this. You've never had a moment's worth of medical training in your life, Riscala. How dare you tell people what you're saying? Who are you to question me after I've spent years of my life in the medical industry learning what I'm learning? Well, you're absolutely right. I haven't had a moment's worth of formal education regarding medical issues. But I've had a lifetime worth of experience in this body. And I know what it's like. I know the emotional feeling. I know the physical feeling. I know the spiritual feeling of being told that you have something that could take your life and could take your life very quickly. And the first time I had discovered that cancer was in my body was cancer of the prostate gland. I remember going to the hospital and complaining of having to get up repeatedly at night to go to the bathroom and having to literally schedule my day around where bathrooms were because I couldn't go more than an hour or an hour and a half without feeling the urge to urinate. The doctor ran a bunch of tests and they told me at the end of it all, there's an area of concern that we have around your prostate gland. And I said to the doctor, well, I'm a big boy. If I have cancer, just tell me I have cancer. I can handle it. And he basically answered me by saying it wouldn't be professional of him to make that diagnosis without the proper tests, but all the marks are there. I remember driving home, crying, pulling over on the side of the road, crying so hard that I couldn't see. Figured that I'm dying. I knew several people in my life that had prostate cancer, and they lived a miserable life. I got to tell you, it wasn't a very good quality of life. So I had resolved to myself that I'm going to die. This is it. This is the end of my life. And I've got to figure out what I'm going to do with all my junk. I've got a company. I've got cars. I've got inventory. Who's going to get what? I remember sitting on the side of the road, people driving by as I crying uncontrollably, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I got a hold of myself. I drove home. In a moment of clarity, I decided I would start doing some research and see if I had any options. My dad had prostate cancer. From the day that he was operated on until the day he passed away, he was never a man again, if you understand what I'm saying. They took away from him the beautiful gift that we have of being intimate with someone else. And that's all that ran through my mind. I've lost my life. I've lost the ability to be intimate with someone. And there's really not much left for me to go on. So in that moment of clarity, I began to look and I began to research. And I want to tell you, I was absolutely astonished at the information that I found. I had people tell me that this is quackery. You're wasting your time. This is your life on the line. How can you be so irresponsible? All I knew is that I watched my dad pass away from being treated by the medical industry. I blame them to this day for his death, not the cancer. My dad was relatively a healthy man. He was ambulatory. He was able to walk on his own. He was able to do things, even though he had cancer. He was able to get around and do what people do during the day, whether that was shopping or cutting the yard or whatever. They told him that he had cancer in his throat and that they had given him 3 months to live, and that if he would undergo this procedure, that it would probably lengthen his life for at least another year. I begged my dad, please don't do this, Dad. This is not the way to go. This is back in 1979. I didn't know spit. I didn't know anything, but I knew what they were offering was not the answer. My dad went in the hospital on a Friday. He never walked again. He passed away a couple of weeks later. Suffered tremendously. And again, it wasn't the cancer. It was the treatment of the cancer. I've had my own experience with cancer, and I've turned down the treatment, and I've gone through it myself, and I was able to kill this cancer two different occasions. The second time was bladder cancer about 4 years after the prostate cancer, and I went through a procedure. I went through a protocol, if you will, a protocol that I came up with after a great deal of research. And I have this protocol available for you. If you want to know what I did in order to completely kill the cancer that was in my body, I would be happy to share that with you. It would be an honor and a privilege. You can send me an email, therainmakershow@gmail.com. WPB is for West Palm Beach. And I will share with you this protocol that I used to kill this cancer. The first thing I did was I used reverse osmosis filtered water. You can use distilled water. That will work just as well. Under no circumstances should you use water that comes in the flexible plastic bottles. That creates more problems. You should drink a minimum of 8 glasses a day. I went one step further. I structured my water. And if you're not familiar with the term structured, what structuring the water does is that it helps your body assimilate this water. If you drink water, 8 glasses a day, 10 glasses, 22 gallons a day, if that water doesn't assimilate into your cells, all it does is go in and come right back out, and you're not washing anything out. It's kind of like trying to wash your hands with just water, and you've got grease all over your hands. Without the help of some soap, it's almost impossible to get rid of it all. So when you structure the water, what it does is it makes it more, can't think of the right word. It makes it more available to your cells. So the cell walls can absorb that water and in turn clean themselves out. I also use phytonutrients. I used a product made by a company called Vibrant Health. And the version that I used was 10.3. And what the phytonutrients were doing as I was going through this procedure was allowing my body to focus on building the immune system up. The phytonutrients required very minimal amount of energy from my body to digest. And the result of that was instead of spending energy on digesting food, the energy was being spent on killing a disease that was threatening my life. I mixed blackstrap molasses and baking soda. That's right, blackstrap molasses and baking soda. Now, the difference is the baking soda I used was not the Arm & Hammer type. It was a food-grade baking soda. I took this and I mixed it together, and two or three times a day I would drink some blackstrap molasses mixed with baking soda and some warm water. I also used certified organic raw apricot seeds. The apricot seeds have within them a vitamin that is called vitamin B17. And back in the 80s, vitamin B17 was found to attack cancer cells. And a man by the name of G. Edward Griffith did a documentary about vitamin B17. And a short time after that, our wonderful government decided to ban vitamin B17. So it's not available in a pill form, but you can still get it in the raw form, which to me is the best, and that is in seeds, primarily apricot seeds. While I was on this protocol, I stayed away from all sugar. I stayed away from carbohydrates. I stayed away from foods that could develop sugar as they're being digested in my body. Sugar to cancer is as gasoline to a fire. The more sugar you put in your body, the more you're feeding that cancer. I also did through this therapy, I did a coffee enema. And I used plain organic coffee and did this 2 to 3 times a day. Now, I did all of this through the research that I found from doctors. Believe it or not, there are doctors out there who will tell you that you have options other than the standard medical preferences. We have a Dr. Coldwell, C-O-L-D-W-E-L-L, who has a book called The Only Answer to Cancer. We have Dr. Brzezinski. Dr. Brzezinski has fought the government for many years, who has cures for cancer through an enzyme protocol. Dr. Simoncini, this is an Italian oncologist. An oncologist, in case you're not aware, is the doctor that specializes in cancer. Dr. Simoncini cures people of cancer using baking soda. All of these doctors have been threatened. What I'm talking to you about today is a multi-billion dollar industry. Unfortunately, our health, your health and my health, is based upon a profit. And until you and I decide that we are not going to permit this anymore, this will continue. In Canada, researchers found a cure for cancer, but the major pharmaceutical companies were not interested. Researchers at the University of Alberta in Edmond, California, cured cancer. On 3 different occasions, they introduced this technique into cancerous cells, and they killed the cancer every time. The drug that they use doesn't require a patent, so anyone can employ it. It is extremely cheap in comparison to the costly other drugs that are out there. And because of that, my personal opinion is the pharmaceutical companies want nothing to do with it. Because they can't patent it, because they can't control the profit on it, they don't want it. And I venture to say, this is now back in 2011. I remember seeing this briefly on television once or twice, and that was it. Canadian scientists tested this drug called DCA on human cells. They found that it killed lung, breast, brain, cancer, several other cancers, and left all the healthy cells alone. It was tested on rats inflicted with severe tumors. Their cells shrank when they were fed water with this DCA in it. This DCA is widely available, and the technique is easy to use. So why aren't the major drug companies getting involved? Why aren't you hearing about this on the media? Because we live in a healthcare system that is profit-based. Your life is based upon a profit. And this is why I couldn't remain silent about this any longer. I went against everything that I started this show about, because the show really is about businesses. But I've also determined you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, what good is your business? I remember going through this years ago, realizing that my life could be cut short at any given time, and deciding at that point that God had blessed me with a mind that could research and find answers. And in thanks to that, I promised that I would share that information with other people. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm sharing that information with you in hopes that you would understand. You have options out there. It doesn't have to be chemotherapy. It doesn't have to be radiation. It doesn't have to be surgery. Now, it might be. There are circumstances. I have friends of mine who have done the chemotherapy and the radiation route. They're still alive today. So obviously it works for somebody. But I will tell you, in my personal opinion and the research that I have done, 97% of chemotherapy and radiation patients do not live past 5 years. Now, that number 5 years was the number that the AMA came up with. They tell you, if you have cancer and they give you this treatment and your cancer goes away, that if it stays away for 5 years, you have been cured. If you relapse 5 years and 1 week later, that's not their problem. All logic tells me, particularly through my own experience, that it is your immune system that is going to save your life. The chemotherapy and the radiation are similar to a weak battery that somebody gives a jump to. But what happens when the battery is so weak that it needs a slow trickle charge instead of a quick jump? And that's what happens when you're taking chemotherapy and radiation. You're getting that quick jump. You're getting a flood of toxins into your body. The result is it damages your immune system, the very thing that can give you life. So throughout this experience that I had and this research that I have done, I have helped a personal friend of mine that I had known for many, many years, who called me one day in tears and said, "I just came back from the doctor. I have cancer of the liver." I said, "What stage are you in?" They tell me I'm in stage 4. I asked him, "Why did you wait so long?" He said he felt ashamed. He felt ashamed because he's now suffering from bad decisions that he had made earlier in his life, and he really didn't know what to do. I'd known this man since I was 11 or 12 years old. Best man at his wedding. His mom and dad were like my mom and dad. My mom and dad were like his mom and dad. I don't think you could get much closer unless you were blood related. We got started on this therapy. The doctors had given him less than 30 days to live. There was nothing left that they could do. His stomach had swelled to the point where he looked like a pregnant man. He was in tremendous pain. So we started this therapy. We started with the water, structuring the water. We started with the organic apricot seeds. We started with the enemas. And he decided that since he was told that he was going to die, that he had the right to break the law. And so he added cannabis, what people call marijuana, into the mixture. Now, he wasn't smoking it, because smoking it, of course, makes you feel fine, but doesn't really help with the cancer. He was eating it. We got what's called wax or oil extract, cannabis extract from, he got it from Colorado, I'm not sure. And he began this therapy using a combination of this oil and enemas and vitamin B17 and the blackstrap molasses mixed with the baking soda. 3 weeks later, he's still alive. The swelling has gone down in his stomach. He's beginning to get some of his energy back. The doctors are confounded. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. They told him, off the record, I don't know what you're doing. I don't want to know what you're doing. Don't stop. Here it is 3 years later. My friend is still alive. This is stage 4 cancer, my friends. Stage 4. He's now living in Colorado because our state at the time had decided to keep cannabis illegal. I spoke with him about a month ago. He's doing fine. There is no cancer in his body. He had been tested 6 months earlier. There is no trace of any cancer in his body. He continues to use the THC, and he continues to be healthy. How is that possible? Why is it that 71% of us here in Florida have voted that we want cannabis legal, yet our representatives refuse to honor our demands? Right now, there is legislation going on in our capital that is reducing the availability of what we can do as a patient to have options regarding different therapies for us. I can tell you from the research that I have done, cannabis has been around for many, many, many years, tens of thousands of years. There has never been a single incident, never a single incident, never once has anyone died from an overdose specifically from cannabis. Never. It has been documented through many research companies independently that THC, which is in the cannabis, attacks cancer cells, causes them to commit suicide, to kill themselves. That THC can break the brain barrier, go into the brain, and dissolve tumors. That THC is a non-toxic element to your body. Now, within the cannabis, there are cannabinoids. These cannabinoids, when they hit your body, there are receptors in your body that are cannabinoid receptors. What this does is it helps your immune system. Instead of walking up to the fire with a gallon of gasoline, now you're walking up to the fire with a gallon of water. And you're going to be able to put that fire out because of the water. And that's what the cannabis is to the fire, to that cancer. When the cannabis is introduced into the body, it immediately finds the affected cells and begins the process of causing them to kill themselves. The end result is people with brain tumors have completely dissolved their brain tumors. How many people out there are afraid that one day your doctor is going to say to you, you have cancer? When I was growing up, if you listen to my children, dinosaurs walk the face of the earth. When I was growing up, now I'm 64 years old. I had one friend in all of the time that I was growing up whose parents had cancer. One. I never heard of anyone, ever. The word autism didn't exist when I was growing up in school. And now the numbers come out and they say 1 in 3. 33% of us out there have cancer, have some kind of a cancer cell in our body waiting to take over. And now you know we have options. The options are not necessarily chemotherapy or radiation or surgery. There are options that allow you to build your immune system up, which is the very weapon that you need in order to kill this disease. And those options are available. And as residents of Florida who have voted over 71% that we want the availability of cannabis, we want the option of cannabis in our lives if we have a life-threatening disease, 71% of us have said, this is what we want. We are into the fourth month now, almost the fifth month of this year. And they're still beating their heads up there in Tallahassee trying to figure out how they're going to regulate what we want. It's kind of a backward situation, kind of an upside down picture, if you will. So I'm going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Rainmaker Show. We're talking today about vaccines and cancer. I'll be back in just a moment. We're going to listen to our sponsors, and I'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Do you have an unusual pet? Did you know that the Rainforest Clinic in Loxahatchee specializes in exotic pets? They see pets that other vets don't. Parrots and chickens, ducks, geese, turtles, snakes, goats, pigs, lizards, and even monkeys. Are you a beekeeper? Dr. Club, the first of her kind in the area? Yes, she takes care of bees as well. Dr. Susan Club has decades of experience and known around the world for her reputation as a premier avian vet. Located at 3319 E Road in Loxahatchee, just a short distance north of Okeechobee Road, you will find a modern clinic with in-house labs, which allow you to get your test answers quickly. You can find them online at www.susanclub.com. That's www.susanclub.com. Or you can reach her at 561-795-4878. It's Dr. Susan Club. That's 561-795-4878. The Rainforest Clinic, located in Loxahatchee, 561-795-4878.
Want to give your pet the celebrity treatment? Have you heard of Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care in Royal Palm Beach? They're located just off State Road 7 and have been servicing the area for 14 years. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care is the home of the Blueberry Facial, also specializing in tartar removal with 8 years of assisting in dental procedures. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care? They're more than just about dogs. They are the only experienced cat groomer in the area. They also cater to all breeds and sizes and open 6 days a week. Get $10 off your first grooming when you mention the Rainmaker Show. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care, located just north of the Super Walmart in Royal Palm Beach. You can find them at 250 Business Parkway. They specialize in shampoos with no extra charge. Flea and tick dips also available. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care. You can give them a call at 561-793-9992. They also provide gift certificates for those looking for that special present. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care. 561-793-9992. They're located in Royal Palm Beach. That number, 561-793-9992. Call for your appointment today, 561-793-9992. Holly Wolf Pet Grooming and Care, where your pet gets celebrity treatment.
Do you own a laser printer, copier, or a fax? Well then, listen close to this announcement. Laser Technologies has been providing high-quality, frustration-free toner cartridges that are guaranteed not to harm your equipment for over 20 years. Laser Technologies will save you on your supplies with high quality and fast delivery. Savings up to 50%. Laser Technologies supplies toner, imaging drums, developer and cartridges for most of the major brands. For a price quote, send an email to service@laser-technologies.com. Include your printer make and model for your part number. Call us at 561-792-9600. That's 561-792-9600. Laser Technologies, providing 100% of the quality at a fraction of the price. 561-792-9600.
You're listening to The Rainmaker Show on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches, with Riscala Stefan, providing a flood of opportunities to benefit your life. Reach the show at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Riscala.
And we are back, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen today. This particular show is something that I have had to think long and hard about. This is a passion of mine to help other people. I'm a man of my word. I don't tell you that I'm here to help you and then turn my back on you. And the evidence of that is my life. I'm a former foster parent. I helped foster over 19 children. I adopted 7. I work with people every day in trying to help resolve issues for them. And today's show being dedicated to you, the listener, in hopes that I can help someone out there understand that you have options. You don't have to settle for chemotherapy. You don't have to settle for radiation. You may not have to settle for surgery. So on the line with me right now, I have Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who I had asked Dr. Len to call in and give me a little bit of feedback with regard to his experience. And anyway, Dr. Len, thank you so much for calling. Welcome aboard, sir.
Well, thank you. Great to join you, Ruscala. And I can tell your audience that you're absolutely true when you say that you're a loving human being who cares a lot about people, so much so that you give up your life in that dedication. So thank you for being a hero on the airways.
God bless you, sir. Tell the people a little bit about yourself, because I haven't said anything about you.
Okay.
I know we only have 20 minutes left. That's probably not long enough, but that's all right. A Reader's Digest version.
Oh, gee whiz. Okay. I'm the author of 19 books. I have 3 national bestsellers. I have 6 documentary films, including a film called Unvaxxed, a docu-commentary for Robert De Niro that, despite being censored in the United States, won Best Film 2016 in both London and Geneva competitions. And I have been heavily persecuted by the drug cartel and their minions of agents that try to keep from you the information that Ruscala is giving you about cancer and more.
And I want to tell you, Doc, that's why I love you so much. You are a true hero, my friend. And, you know, I've said that to you personally. I'll say it on the air. This is a man who's had his life threatened. He's had personal belongings stolen from him. He still stands in the face of adversity with bravery and untainted passion, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Willing to step up to the plate, even though they have threatened him. Willing to let you know what the truth is, because him and I share a common bond, and that is a heart of helping other people. Doctors take an oath when they become a doctor, and that oath is do no harm. How can they be true to that oath when they're giving you chemotherapy, when they're giving you the same basic chemical as mustard gas? As mustard gas. This is the basis of chemotherapy. How can they be not doing you any harm when they give you radiation, and the very one major side effect of radiation is cancer? So I had asked Dr. Horowitz to call in so that people realize this is not, I have never had a moment's worth of medical training. The man on the other end of the phone line has many years. Not only that, but he has spent many, many years researching and resolving issues and coming forward and telling people the truth. For that, he has suffered greatly, and I adore you, Dr. Horowitz. You know that you are one of my heroes, you, along with a couple of the other doctors who are willing to stand up and let the people know really what's going on. I thank you generously from my heart, sir. Let's hear a little bit more about what you know.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, I want to add to your indictment of medicine, because if you think about it, the entire field is a complete fraud. It's consumer fraud. The basis of it is antibiotics, anti-biology. The germs did it. It divorces, just like in the United States government, you separate church and state. You can't give due credit to spirituality. You can't give due credit to miracles happening from faithful prayer, from your heartfelt, loving intention to stay healthy. You're all of a sudden, now, this is supposed to be science. And it's not. It's obviously censored. In law, you have evidence tampering, and it's a crime. And in science, you have scientific evidence tampering. And the whole concept is absolutely, as you mentioned, you know, you were speaking about, for example, this is just one example, the elements in THC, in tetrahydrocannabinol, in the CBD oils, in the marijuana. And fundamentally, what is taking place that causes the immune system to suddenly jump up and do its right thing is the fact that the chlorophyll that produces the marijuana plant. It actually produces oxygen. Chlorophyll is a greenish-yellow pigment within the plant, and it's resonating at a frequency of 528 cycles per second. 528 nanometers is the center of the rainbow. It's the center of sunshine. And also, it's been shown in science to actually rejuvenate DNA. It literally uplifts and vibrates your genetic core to cause your DNA to come to life. And it does that every nano instant. And it does it through sound and light frequencies. It doesn't do it from chemistry. The entire field of medicine misses the most important part of genetics. 96% of genetic functioning deals with light and sound signaling. It's called photon, and phonon emissions for intercellular communications and cellular upregulation, which is a fancy way of saying you are manifested every nano instant and then restored, rejuvenated, and sustained every nano instant by the sound and light of virtually love. And that is what the true fact is. Now, if you're, again, examining as you are, what is a doctor who has a pledged an oath to above all do no harm? Well, I'm sorry, your basis of therapy is all harmful. Whether you're swallowing an anti-biology drug called an antibiotic or an anti-biology vaccination that injects you with toxic DNA, that's what all the vaccines are made of, GMOs. And all that, besides that, you've got mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, MSG, tween, polysorbate 80, sterilizers, literally, and spermicides. I mean, you literally see that you can't possibly, reasonably expect all those known poisons to ever be safe or safer. They can't be safe. They're poisonous. So the entire field of medicine is a complete fraud. And the fact is you can't get around it. If you start to research the history, you realize the banking industrialists, the Rockefeller cartel that monopolized American medicine, that monopolized the cancer industry, that monopolized the field, entire public health service of the United States, was all dedicated and donated from the Rockefeller Foundation that makes money from people dying. And the slower people die, more drugs that they take, then it is better for them. Now you understand the predicament that we're in.
Yep. And I've also found, and you can correct me if your experience is different, but I've also found, unfortunately, the better your insurance is, the more they're going to throw at you. Have you seen that? Have you experienced that? The better the insurance, the better someone's insurance policy is, the more procedures they throw at them. Have you experienced that?
Yes, that's part of the scam, because the alliance between the drug industrialists and the insurers are certain. They have the same private equity investment firms that make money. Mm-hmm. So basically the whole thing is a scam. That's even if you have insurance that pays what they say they're going to. We have a couple different friends right now that have lost thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in litigation trying to collect on what the insurance company had promised. And so this is over and over again. We see this as a pattern. That's called racketeering and organized crime. That's what this amounts to. It's consumer fraud, where they have everybody believing through the slick advertising, and the media, mainstream media, is controlled by the same advertisers, drug industrialists, and the insurance companies. And the people get literally socially engineered to believe in falsehoods. That's consumer fraud. And they've monopolized. Besides that, the entire field is literally a Sherman Antitrust Act violation. It's a monopolization through consumer fraud of the entire healing arts and sciences.
Wow.
So you really have total crime. You're up against the mob in this nation and pretty much all over the world. I mean, it's bad everywhere, but here it's hideous.
I've seen, Dr. Horowitz, I have seen pills that they sell here for $800 that are sold in places like Pakistan for $60, $50, $30. It's just unbelievable what I see. And one of the things that I briefly mentioned that I haven't really spoken about was vaccines. And I wonder if people out there realize that federal law protects the pharmaceutical companies from lawsuits, particularly by parents. Parents who might claim that a vaccine has damaged or harmed their child. This was passed by the Supreme Court. How would you like to be in, let me put it this way, maybe this will make it a little easier for you to understand. How would you like to be in business? And you can make whatever you want. It can be the junkiest junk of junk, and nobody can sue you for it. You could make, let's say you make a baby stroller, and the baby stroller is defective. You, God forbid, you're walking your baby stroller, the thing falls apart, and your child becomes hurt from that. You can't sue that manufacturer. Even though that manufacturer knew full well before he made that stroller, there were problems with that baby stroller. Doesn't matter. Nobody can come back and slap me in the face because I'm protected. By who? By our very government. Also, are you aware that some of, and Dr. Horowitz has mentioned them, but I want to tell you that some, let's just look at the flu vaccine. Just the flu vaccine alone has things in it like, I can't even pronounce this word, embryonated chicken eggs, sucrose density agent, phosphate, thimerosal, which is a form of mercury, monobasic sodium phosphate. Half of these things that are in this, I can't even pronounce. And they come, now this list of ingredients, I got this directly off of the web for the influenza virus vaccine. And they list openly mercury, sodium chloride, and some other stuff that I can't even pronounce, my friends. So what I'm saying to you today is I'm not asking you to believe anything. I'm not asking you to believe Dr. Horowitz, who has spent years of his life researching this. I'm asking you to have an ear and listen with an open mind. And then go do your own research. Do your own due diligence. You will find that the information that is being released to you today is accurate. And if it's not accurate, you can always reach me at therainmakershowwpb@gmail.com. I would be more than happy to make a public apology and correct any information that I have given you that is not accurate. But it is a passion of mine to stop this needless suffering. Last week, I lost two of my friends. Two more of my friends passed away. Two more of my friends, they claim cancer took their lives. My personal opinion, it wasn't the cancer. They didn't. What happens to a lot of us? I know this in my personal experience. I was told I had cancer, and the fear element completely saturated me. I was in so much fear that I couldn't make a rational, logical decision because of all the fear that I was under. It was like a tornado spinning around me with all of this fear. And in that moment of clarity, when that tornado stopped, is when I was able to come to my senses and start looking for another answer. And what happens, I believe, to a lot of people when they're told that they have this horrible disease, we've already been conditioned to go, oh my gosh, now what? And we've seen, many of us have seen personally, I personally have seen my mom and dad, both of my aunts, go through this procedure and literally wilt away before your eyes, sometimes within a very short period of time, less than a month, sometimes dragged out 6 months, 9 months. You're going to the hospital every day. You're watching your loved one slowly deteriorate, and you feel like you're absolutely hopeless, that you can't do anything about it. Well, the purpose of this show today is to tell you that you can, that there are options out there, that it takes very little of your effort to get on the computer and start doing some reading and finding out that there are options out there, that you don't have to take the standard procedures. You don't have to take chemotherapy. You don't have to take radiation. And you may not need surgery. And I say may because I'm one that had to have surgery. It was not surgery for cancer, but I had to have surgery. In order for me to be able to have my body work correctly again, I had to have minor surgery. So yes, you can avoid surgery. There are numerous cases where children have been diagnosed with brain tumors, with epilepsy, all types of seizures issues, and given cannabis, and almost instantly, many times within just minutes, they begin to realize the effects, particularly with epilepsy and neural problems. So, Dr. Horowitz, I'm getting to the end. If people want to reach you or people want to know a little bit more about you, please give that information out.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, you can go to drlenhorowitz.com. Dr. Len, L-E-N, Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z.com. And that's basically my official website, and we link to about 150 other websites with great resources.
Dr. Len, thank you. God bless you. God protect you. And may God give you back that which belongs to you that has been stolen from you. That's one of my prayers for you almost every day. And that you become more a commonly known name, like, not to compare you to him, but a name like Trump that everybody has heard around the world. I hope that one day your name will be known as well as that. And instead of being known as someone who is a supporter of corporations, you'll be known as someone who's a supporter of human beings. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Wiscala. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Dr. Leonard Horowitz. You can find him online. Do a quick search for Leonard Horowitz, and you'll see this is a man who knows what he's talking about. He's done a lot of research in this area. I failed to give you more information about vaccines, but my message to you today, if you have heard anything that I have said today, please hear this. Always question, regardless of who it is. Always question. You as a human being have a right to question. Question what it is. If you're going to give your child a vaccine, ask for the ingredients. Look at the ingredients yourself. And do you want these ingredients injected into your child's body? Remember this. We can get a cold and we'll get over the cold. You get an injection of something, that's the rest of your life that you have to live with that. It's not a couple of weeks. You know, I'm someone who's lived through measles. I've lived with the chicken pox. I've lived with the flu. I've gotten over all of them. When you consider the dangers involved, the threat that you are putting yourself under by taking a vaccine, to me, it's a slam dunk deal. I'd rather go through the flu than have to suffer for the rest of my life with something that has caused my body not to function correctly. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. To you that have written me, I am greatly appreciative. Keep writing. I want to hear that feedback. That's why I do what I do, and I hope that you have learned something today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. You've been listening to the Rainmaker Show.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone, riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.